Hello everyone and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today I'm going to be reading a psalm with you. Today's psalm is Psalm chapter 7 and we're going to be reading it in two versions. We're going to read it in the New King James Version and we're going to read it again but in the New Living Translation. So let's read together Psalm chapter 7. This is a psalm of David, which he sang to the Lord concerning the words of Cush, a Benjaminite. O Lord my God, in you I put my trust. Save me from all those who persecute me, and deliver me, lest they tear me like a lion, rending me in pieces, while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there is iniquity in my hands, if I have repaid evil to him who was at peace with me, or have plundered my enemy without cause, let the enemy pursue me and overtake me. Yes, let him trample my life to the earth and lay my honour in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Lift yourself up because of the rage of my enemies. Rise up for me to the judgment you have commanded. So the congregation of the people shall surround you. For their sakes, therefore, return on high. The Lord shall judge the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness, and according to my integrity within me. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous, God tests the hearts and minds. My defence is of God, who saves the upright in heart. God is a just judge, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he does not turn back, he will sharpen his sword. He bends his bow and makes it ready. He also prepares for himself instruments of death. He makes his arrows into fiery shafts. Behold, the wicked brings forth iniquity. Yes, he conceives trouble and brings forth falsehood. He made a pit and dug it out, and has fallen into the ditch which he made. His trouble shall return upon his own head. And his violent dealing shall come down on his own crown. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. And now let's read the same psalm again, Psalm 7, but this time we're going to read it in the New Living Translation. So here is Psalm 7 in the New Living Translation. I come to you for protection, O Lord my God. Save me from my persecutors. Rescue me. If you don't, they will maul me like a lion, tearing me to pieces with no one to rescue me. O Lord my God, if I have done wrong or am guilty of injustice, if I have betrayed a friend or plundered my enemy without cause, then let my enemies capture me. Let them trample me into the ground and drag my honour in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in anger. Stand up against the fury of my enemies. Wake up, my God, and bring justice. Gather the nations before you. Rule over them from on high. The Lord judges the nations. Declare me righteous, O Lord, for I am innocent, O Most High. End the evil of those who are wicked and defend the righteous. For you look deep within the mind and heart, O righteous God. God is my shield, saving those whose hearts are true and right. God is an honest judge. He is angry with the wicked every day. If a person does not repent, God will sharpen his sword. He will bend and string his bow. He will prepare his deadly weapons and shoot flaming arrows. The wicked conceive evil. They are pregnant with trouble and give birth to lies. They dig a deep pit to trap others, then fall into it themselves. The trouble they make for others backfires on them. The violence they plan falls on their own heads. I will thank the Lord because he is just. I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. So this here is Psalm chapter 7. It's another psalm of David. In it, David is saying, if I have done something wrong, then let my enemies win. And this is a very honest prayer. How often do we come before God and say, Lord, if I have done something wrong, let me know. David is open and honest with the Lord about what he thinks is right and wrong. But this psalm isn't about what David thinks is right and wrong, but he is trusting in what the Lord says is right and wrong, for he is a just judge. We trust that the Lord's judgments are right, that they are good, that the Lord knows what he's doing, because when the Lord looks at us, he looks deep within the mind and heart. Nothing is hidden from him. And this psalm might seem harsh, talking about God sharpening his sword and stringing his bow. But there's a key phrase in Psalm 12. If a person does not repent. The moment we turn our hearts to Jesus, the moment we repent, we don't need to be afraid, for his perfect love casts out fear. In the book of Jonah, the people from Nineveh repent. The whole nation repents and God spares them. When we turn to him, he saves us and protects us. He knows our heart. There's no point trying to hide things from him. So let's turn to him. Let's repent together, trusting that he receives us and restores us, that he is a good judge and a loving father. Let's thank the Lord because he is just and sing praise to the Lord. Thank you very much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. God bless you and goodbye.